Do you need to grab attention in 5 seconds or less? I recommend the PAST copywriting formula, and I'm going to tell you exactly how to use it today. Welcome to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does 3 incredibly powerful things. 1, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. 2, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And 3, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long-term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. PAS, problem, agitate, solution. This is a fantastic copywriting formula when you have very little space or very little time to really motivate someone to stay with you or to even take action. To stay with you, it's a great way to start off a live stream. So Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all of these live platforms, if you even do a sentence for problem, agitate, solution, which we're going to give examples of in a little bit, you can grab their attention within the first few seconds of them scrolling or hitting the live button, whatever platform you're on, and keep them with you through a more profound kind of topic exploration or dialogue. It's also a super quick formula for things like a waitlist page or a landing page where you have very little text to work with. So problem, agitate, solution is my preference when I have a very short amount of time to get a message across or to inspire someone to stay with me longer or take action. All right, now we know a little bit of how it's useful, but I also want to break down that problem, agitate, solution, 3-step formula into a little bit more depth. For step 1, problem, you're going to state the problem or reflect the problem in the words that your audience uses. So maybe you're being really concrete. Maybe you're doing an Instagram story sequence and you want to identify in one story the problem. So you're going to spend some time reflecting how they talk about where they are right now, something that's dissatisfying or keeping them stuck. What do they say the problem is? Then we'll move on to agitate in the second story and solution in the third. But you really do want to use their language. You want to reflect the reality that they feel they're experiencing. In my opinion, in the PAS formula, PAS formula, it's not the best time to try and convince someone that they have a problem. There are other scenarios that make sense to do that in. And you also want to keep that in mind in terms of the level of customer awareness they're at. If you don't know what that is, we're going to make sure that you have a link to the 5 levels of customer awareness video that we've done or the podcast version if you're listening to the podcast version only. Depending on their level of awareness, you might be able to easily go into the PAS formula, quick reflection of their problem, they know what it is, and then you start to move forward. Or maybe the PAS formula isn't a great fit because a lot of your audience doesn't even realize that something is wrong. So I would definitely have that level of awareness in mind when you're going to start using a copywriting formula like PAS. When in doubt, I would say to use the gold standard copywriting formula, AIDA, which can basically be use for every level of customer awareness. So if that's a new formula for you, it's definitely worth learning. And we're going to make sure that that is also linked in the description of today's episode. For step 2, agitate, we want to essentially agitate or stir the pot a little bit. So once you've reflected their problem, you want to take the natural next step. If things don't change, if you don't solve this problem, if you allow it to keep going, what is the next natural step? And of course, it's probably going to be something that's a little bit worse. In my opinion, you don't want to go all the way to the extreme worst case scenario, partly because it might not be realistic. You might be making a huge jump from today to this imaginary future if it's super extreme, but also it can bridge into making people feel scared or shame even. And when you do that, people shut down. It's also not very ethical in my opinion. And that doesn't work. If they shut down, their mind is not open to the third step, which is the solution. So you're kind of cutting them off when they're feeling their worst and not actually helping them to embrace the solution and to get the help that they need and to make the sale for you. It's just not good for anybody all around if you go too deep. So just go that one step further when you agitate the problem. I'm going to give you an example shortly where we're going to look at specific language for a problem, agitation, solution, scenario. Third step, solution. So now we want to talk about your solution, your product, service, webinar, blog post, whatever it is that you're advertising or you're trying to get them to engage with. Ideally, you want to weave in a little bit of evidence too that it is a good solution or the best solution, ideally. So I'm going to give you an example that would relate to my business. I'm going to read it off, so stay with me. Remember, problem, agitate, solution. You've got a sales page to write and your launch is in 1 week. You're worried you'll be half-assing it at midnight just before cart open to get something on the page, which doesn't bode well for its quality and therefore for its ability to make you sales. You're not alone though. I've hopped in last minute to coach so many entrepreneurs who've been there before with the Emma Givens Content and Copy Proven Sales Page Template. This template uses the gold standard sales page structure to maximize conversions while being extremely easy to complete. Just fill in the blanks, review with me on a call, and you could be done in just 2 hours. So this was about a paragraph long, and you could definitely break it up across a page, and it could be a good length for a waitlist page or a freebie page, for example. But you can also make it super short. Your past example could be one line, one sentence for problem, one sentence for agitation, and one sentence for solution. You'll notice I also tried to insert a couple other techniques in my example. I talked about how they are not alone. I spoke to you. I use the word you quite a bit in this paragraph versus talking about entrepreneurs in general or my experience. I use the word you a lot, especially at the beginning. I did insert myself as a coach in order to speak to the fact that they're not alone, but also that I've worked with a lot of entrepreneurs before. So there's some credibility built in there. It's not a huge credibility booster like an accreditation or like a testimonial or like stats, but it's a little bit of, you know, this has been done before. So it's helping to assure them that this is a solution that's tried and true. And ideally, this is just introducing them to a further sales page or to get on a call where I can actually go in and build a little bit more of that credibility that can finalize the sale. So remember, use past when you have super short and sweet messaging that you want to get across. It's super handy. It really motivates people. And I love how it really makes it fast for you to create content, whether it's an Instagram post, a live stream, a freebie page. It makes it short and sweet, just like the messaging is meant to be. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode here on Emma Givens Content and Copy. I'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. Today's episode was written by me, Emma, and produced by Berta Wired. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Content and Copy. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. Speak to you in 2 weeks on another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.